Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We quickly want to go into the word of God. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. Nahum 1 7. I've been speaking about the benefits of trusting the Lord. Benefits of trusting the Lord. We've already handled different dynamics of trusting the Lord up to about 7 parts. And this morning, we are considering benefits of trusting the Lord. Part 2. Praise the Lord. In Nahum 1:7, it said, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. Benefits of trusting the Lord. Part 2. In the book of Nahum, God was expressing his displeasure, especially in this chapter 1, about how his people had stepped aside from the principles of worshiping him alone and going after other things, wickedness, going after other gods. And the Lord came to make a distinction that even within the same nation, through the prophet, he was saying that you may think that the whole house is qualified to be blessed, but some people are doing, they are serving other things and putting their confidences in other gods, other things, other places. But I know those who are mine. And considering those whom the Lord said were his, he said they are those who trust him. We have already run the concept that trusting in the Lord is having your heart fixated on God. Also, having your full confidence in God. Delighting yourself in the Lord. And even to the point where trusting in the Lord is also conceptualized in scripture as safekeeping. The same way if you go abroad, you have some properties, you know, given in trust to certain companies that hold properties in trust. So that's safekeeping. And for generations, they remit royalties and dividends to owners and even to different generations. So trusting in the Lord is also committing your life to God, God's hand for safekeeping. Praise the Lord. And this verse is showing us that the Lord is always good and a stronghold, a strong tower in the day of trouble. So the day of trouble is a particular season that no one can escape. When it comes, it comes. And when it comes, like the Bible said, one built on the sand, one built on the rock, the waters came and then swept the house that was built on the sand. The day of trouble does not respect who you are. It respects your source and your foundation. And so he says that he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. So in the day of trouble, there will be a distinction between those who trust in the Lord and those who trust in other things. Mind you that we have already said that the Bible has said that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put your trust in princes. Praise the Lord. It's better to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than trust in a friend. Better to trust in the Lord than trust in your bow, in your beauty. Are you here? And so there are different things that people put their trust in. But it says that in the day of trouble, there will be benefits to those who put their trust and confidence, faith in the Lord. I am praying that our trust in the Lord will never be shaken in Jesus' name. And so if God says he knows them that trust him in the day of trouble, that means that he stands with them. He's going to make sure that they are comfortable, and he will distinguish them between the other people. And we learned from the first service that one of the benefits of trusting in the Lord is the blessing of the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, he will activate his blessings upon your life. Foundational scripture is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. It said that they that trust in the Lord, it said, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Verse 8. It said, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river. And he said, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So we see clearly that the man that is blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. So one of the foremost benefits of trusting in the Lord is that it guarantees the blessings of the Lord in your life. May you receive it in Jesus' name. So for this service, a benefit that we derive when we repose our confidence and trust in God is it just secures victories for us. Praise the Lord. It secures victories for us. When you trust in the Lord, you're going to walk in victory. Second Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11. In the NASB, 2 Chronicles 14, verse 11, NASB says that, then Asa called to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one beside you to help in the battle between the powerful and those who have no strength. So help us, O Lord our God, for we trust in you. And in your name have come against this multitude. He said, O Lord, you are our God. Let not man prevail against you. Praise the Lord. So this King Asa is facing a lot of battles and a lot of challenges. And he says that there is no one besides you, you know, to help us in this battle. We are fighting powerful things, powerful people. But we have put our strength, our help in you, our trust. We have put our trust in you. Because the people we are fighting, they are stronger than us. They are more powerful than us. So help us, for our trust is in you. And he said that because our trust is in you, let not man prevail against you. The insight there is that when you repose your trust in the Lord, your battles become his battles. And so when you are fighting, he's actually fighting for you so that you will walk in the victory. That's what makes us more than conquerors. Because in trusting the Lord, he goes ahead to fight for us as the mighty man of war. And we take the victory out of the battles that the Lord fights on our behalf. So when you put your trust in God, he really becomes your victory. Bible says that this is the victory. He said, he that is born of God overcometh the world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 5 or 5 verse 4. Just one of them. Or you can say the Bible says. Please, 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. When we put our trust in the Lord, he gives us the victory, causes us to triumph. And the reason why we triumph is that he fights the powerful enemy that come up against us. Powerful enemies. He fights the things. There are things that money cannot buy. There are enemies that money cannot stop. And it takes God going out to fight on our behalf for us to see the victory. I'm praying that this year, as you put all your confidence in God, in your ministry, in your family life, in your marriage, may you see victories in Jesus' mighty name. When people see you, they must see you as a man who trusts in the Lord. So that your victory is beyond the hand of any human being. God uses men. He uses systems. uses, I mean, in the book of Kings, when the widow returned, the Bible said he went to the king and prayed that her lands will be given unto her. By the time she got there, Gehazi was telling the story about her goodness towards Elisha and he, Gehazi. And when the man appeared, the Bible said the king appointed an officer to restore unto her all her lands and the goods that were supposed to be given unto her for all the years that she had been away. An officer was appointed. I believe strongly that it was the Lord who ordered her steps into that space at that point in time. And so even when an officer is being used to be a blessing unto you, you have to understand that it is the act of God for men to run around and do the bidding of the Lord that you will call testimony. So it will be unwise to begin to value those offices more than God. It will be unwise to begin to put your strength. You know, I said this, and sometimes when I'm saying it, you know, I have members who have been affected, but I still have to say it. I keep saying it, that because it's a fresh news, it's good for example. But I believe God is going to open a door for you. This USAID thing that Trump has used a pen and a signature to just, you know, just by executive order, stop it. See how people are affected. If some of those people have their trust in the security of their job, what will become of them now? That's why your job cannot be your confidence. Praise the Lord. It is the Lord, though, who is our source. You know, David says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the way. God is our ultimate source. And that's why when you put your trust in him, he will arrange things around you. The scripture we read in Jeremiah, he says that because you have made the Lord your trust, you will not be careful of the drought. And you will still be bearing fruit. Even in the time of drought. What a God. I see your victories this year in Jesus' mighty name. In Psalm 144 verse 2. Psalm 144 verse 2. In the King James. Psalm 144 verse 2. Look at what the scripture said. It said, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer. He said, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. He subdueth the enemy under me. Because I have trusted him, he has become my fortress. He has become my goodness. He gives me victory. He is the one. You see, anytime you have victory, you have to understand that there is an unseen part of the weapon that gave you the victory that you are interpreting in the natural manifestation. Praise the Lord. How do I say it? If you were in labor and you pushed and the baby came out, you just have to understand that something pushed the baby out. You tried, but something brought the baby out. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I mean, when will you go and come? Thank God for your legs. But too many things broke your leg that you didn't see. Thank God that you were walking inside his legs. Paul puts it this way. He said, I live and move and have my being in him. So as you are moving, he is ordering your steps. And it is not your shoe that is matching the ground. Are you here at all? The Bible said from Egypt to the promised land, he never allowed any of them. None was found amongst them who was weak. And the soles of their shoes were not wasted, worn out. How is that possible in the wilderness? It's not possible except that even though they were wearing shoe, the real shoe was the sole of the feet of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you see that? In the Red Sea, when they came into confrontation with the Red Sea, he gave them one command. He told them, he said, I want you to keep going forward. How do you go forward when you see the Red Sea? With Pharaoh chasing you? How? He said, keep going forward. And to their surprise, when they stepped into the Red Sea, the sea just opened. Please, did you ever see them using the sole of their feet to open even the borehole in their house? Something opened the Red Sea. If you read the Bible very carefully, the Bible says that the Lord opened the Red Sea and caused the waters to congeal on the left and on the right. God was working. In the days of Joshua, he told them by the Jordan, he said, tomorrow I will do a mighty thing. You will see what I... That's why he said, stand still and see. You are going to see, I'm going to do it, but you are going to see it. So when you are seeing victories, know that the real working force is the Lord. And that's why you have to put your... Because victory can make you pompous. Victory can make you feel like you can feel yourself. You can feel like, but it's not by might. It's not by power. You are making me preach. But by the Spirit of the Lord, sent a whirlwind to part the sea. Hey, when you see the Red Sea opened, the first thing you have to say is, wow. What is it? Yes, now. Too powerful. I see victories in your pathway in Jesus' name. Another benefit you will encounter when you trust in the Lord is that He will establish your goings. You will find establishment for your life, not just victory. You can have victories today and still not be established. But when God is your trust, He establishes you. Psalm 21 verse 7. Psalm 21 verse 7, it says that, for the king trusted in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Because the king trusts in the Lord is going to show him mercy. And as a result of that, he will not be moved. Establishment comes when we put our trust in the Lord. Bible says that he that is standing, even standing strong, be careful. My pastor used to say, he says that the high places of this life, they are slippery. Slippery. Anytime you are rising, know that you are on slippery grounds. No wonder Psalm 24 says that, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand? As for rising, anyone can rise, but not everyone will have the capacity to stand. And longevity is a function of your trust in God. When your feet lack friction and everywhere is slippery, the prayer is that, God, hold my feet together on this slippery pathway. Boy, we have seen people rise, and we have seen people fall. We have seen people who did their best and still the center was not holding. Because except the Lord build the house, I feel the message. Kai, they labor in vain. I'm telling you, you cannot say that, oh, me, I know, I'm the love mechanic. I know how to love. I know how to handle people. I'm an expert in lovology. Boy, you will be surprised. You will be surprised. It is the Lord that establishes. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be what? Established. It's the Lord that establishes. Judas was sitting at table with the Lord. When all of a sudden, something entered his heart and he couldn't find himself again. Boy. So it's important that we put our trust in the Lord. When we do that, He releases a particular grace to us. That grace is called mercy. What mercy does is that the king is on the throne and he's making decisions. Some of them are good decisions, some of them are not too good. And it's supposed to cause an upheaval. But because of the mercies of God, what does mercy do? It just exempts you from judgment. Because of the mercies of God, the king is exempted from the things that are supposed to destroy him. So He is on the throne not because he is wise. He is on the throne because God has a way of dispensing mercy towards him, that the things that are supposed to take the throne away from him are really not sparking agitation in the hearts of the people. So mercy on the job is the reason why it still blows on him. Not because you are a great business person. It's good that you have a great business acumen and you are even beautiful, that men say you are beautiful, but you find out that the people who are beautiful and men say they are beautiful, the men who say you are beautiful, they are not ready to marry you. It just takes God, though. It takes God for you to be established. This year, as you put your trust in the Lord, receive mercy for establishment. One more time, I say, receive mercy for establishment. I see somebody receiving mercy here this year for establishment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Psalm 26 verse 1. Psalm 26 verse 1. It says that, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. I shall not slide. First of all, he said, I shall not be moved because I have trusted in the Lord. He said, now I have trusted in the Lord, so I will not slide. And I will have steady steps, steady progress. You will rise steadily. You will increase from one level to another level. You will not oscillate. You don't go up and come down, because God is ordering your steps for putting your trust in him. So you are not going to go up and then you are going to slide all the way down. Why? Because you have put your trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh boy. Hey, may the Lord establish you wherever he places you. You will not win and lose, because the Lord is holding you together. I see the Lord holding somebody here in Jesus' name. Psalm 125 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 125 verse 1 to 3 says that, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. Say, I shall not be removed. Say, another shall not take my place. Say, nothing shall take my place. Are you being edified at all? Parasota labradada. He said, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forevermore. So the reason why you shall not be removed is that he himself has been a fence around you. He is built a fence of mountain around. Are you here at all? This is how you are going to progress, proceed in this life. This is how you are going to advance. As you advance, and people will not know who they are looking at. They will look for you, but they will see the fence of the Lord. They will see that something is moving. What is moving is stronger and higher than you. You are subsumed in what is moving. They will be looking for you, targeting you on their radar, but they can't find you. Because the Lord himself has surrounded you as the mountains surround Jerusalem. And I love verse 3. Verse 3 says that, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. The rod of the wicked, that's the wickedness, the power, the devices of the wicked. God says he will not allow that to have a place in your life. Upon the lot of the righteous. That's anything God has given you in redemption, he has elected himself to preserve it also for you. So that no wickedness, no scheme of hell shall prevail against you. I think that is very gratifying, to know that I can live trusting the Lord, knowing that he will take care of my marriage. He will take care of my children. Even if I'm home and they are abroad, I trust the Lord that, you know, faithful is he who has promised, and the same will also do it. I have put my trust in the Lord that these children have been dedicated unto the Lord, and whatever is dedicated will not spoil, will not die, will not get rotten. In a world where there is confusion for morality and no spirituality towards Jesus Christ, I still trust God that the godly seed will prevail. Clap your hands and bless the Lord. Tell the Lord, this year I see your trust in the Lord getting stronger and stronger. One more time, tell someone, prophesy to them, I see the Lord establishing you. The Lord giving you victories, causing you to walk in the blessing all the days of your life. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can you lift up your hand right now? I want you to pray and thank the Lord for the opportunity to hear his word. And thank him. Thank him for edifying your heart. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Open your mouth and bless him. Father, we thank you. I thank you. As for me and my house, we will serve you. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Lift up your hand and thank the Lord. Say, Father, as I put my trust in you, forever activate your blessing upon my life, upon my household. Can you open your mouth and pray that prayer? Let the blessings be activated upon my house, upon my household, in the mighty name of Jesus, upon my life. Blessed is the man that put his trust in God. Father, as I have put my trust in you, I pray that you will activate the blessing upon my life like never before. Let me hear you pray. Everywhere that I go, the blessings will show. Everywhere that I appear, the blessings will show. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare blessings on every side, in everything. Oh God, amongst the people, let your blessings show. Raise your hand, make a prophetic decree. Say, because I have put my trust in the Lord, victory shall be a daily occurrence in my life. Open your mouth and make that prophecy. Prophesy, pray. I enforce victory as my trust is in the Lord. I declare victory. I won't see defeat. I always triumph. I will always triumph. In the mighty name of Jesus. This year 2025, I see victory on every side. Everywhere I turn to, there shall be victory. Let there be victory. Victory on every side. Victory in my ministry, victory in the family, victory in the work of your hands, victory in your finances, in your health. Can you open your mouth and pray? Victory on every side. Shakata la bakapata ikora baba satere ekwala tenemetekete shandala bakapaya erakosta pere. Finally, pray. I declare establishment. Establishment in all my going. My steps shall be steady. I will not slide. I shall not be removed. My position. Come on now. Raise your voice and pray now. My God, your word says the king will not be removed. My steps shall not slide. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, Lord, let the rod of the wicked never dwell on my lot, on my inheritance. Let me be established. I am established. I decree establishment. Parasute and the mentor recusere peruasi pre. Now prophesy that this very week you will see the victories of the Lord. Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. The rest of the year, I walk in the victories of the Lord. I walk in the blessings. I walk in establishment. My feet will not be moved. Hey, thank you, Father. Father, we bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.